flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So good morning to you on a really cold day. Hope you're having a great start to this Thursday. Sunday should be a special day. I think will be.
You know, when you talk and say the words that they're singing, mm-hmm. It does not make the song better.
No, I know. It makes it worse. Yeah. But it might make the show better because I'm getting to something.
I don't know.
I think
maybe the song on its own is better if you don't do like the William Shatner talk over.
I love your segues
it.
Out of music.
Well, thank you.
I think they're very good.
Well, let me give you an example. I want to open the door right now for today and tomorrow for Great Times Yours callers to leave a message. I'm going to give you two specific things ask you to leave a message on. Times Yours line, by the way, is 215-238-4500. 215-238-4500. Here are the two call to actions I'll give you for Times Yours today and tomorrow. And if you get calls in like in the next 10 minutes, we'll get them on the air today. One is Eagles hype calls. I mean, big game, be hyped, your enthusiasm, excitement, the whole deal for one of the biggest sports games, like this century in Philadelphia sports. We only get a couple of these, and this is one of them. All right. The other is anti-Josh Harris calls.
Yes.
I mean, Josh Harris, you are here in front of us. You could field calls. I mean, we can, I know you're only going to stay this segment. We can keep you till 10. You can field the calls, Josh, from 9:45 to 9:50. You might not like it, by the way. You know what I'm saying, Josh? You're going to be coming after you.
Bring it on, callers. I'm here for you.
First time ever he's here for us. What a thought.
All right, so get those calls in. And obviously get them in quick so we can turn them around for today's show while Josh Harris or faux Josh Harris is here. The Times Yours line is 215-238-4500. All right, what was said yesterday by Jalen Hurts and Quinyon Mitchell about their status for Sunday? We'll get to that shortly. Let's get to Joe in Mayfair right now. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, everybody. We got three more days to go before the biggest game of the season. And, I've been listening for most of the morning. And what scares me about Sunday is it's not any player on the team. It's Kellen Moore. You got playmakers on the outside in Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Goddard across the middle. If this guy does not call plays right behind the blitz, to get the ball to Goddard in 2 to 3 seconds or a slant or a center screen, use some imagination to stop them from blitzing because you're calling plays to get the ball out quickly, to create yardage after the ball's in someone's hand. If they're not going to win, they have to open it up a little bit against what they did against Pittsburgh. They have to allow Jalen to do what he did last year against Buffalo. If you don't allow your quarterback, who's got a 77% completion percentage, under 3 seconds, plays to get the ball out, to get it into players' hands to make plays.
I just see it largely different, Joe. I just see it different. I think, and I'll say,
it's black and white, Joe.
Joe, I think
the numbers are black and white.
Listen. I don't have all the quick plays in my mind. Okay, I can't do that right now. I don't have any data in front of me. I can tell you my guess is the data is skewed by the bubble screens that they run, which inflate to 77%. And listen, you can do that. But if you're talking about across the middle, slants, and things of that nature, I think the quick hitters is what Jalen Hurts is literally worst at.
You're so wrong, Joe. Okay. Joe, the pass to Goddard to beat the Saints.
What are you talking about, Joe? Like the slants?
I'm saying
two, sort of like the bread and butter.
Yeah. I'm saying 2 seconds out, ball out. I think he's terrible
like
at that.
Across I'm the saying, middle and beat the Saints.
I'm saying the double slant, the double slant with AJ. I mean, it's our go-to on third and three, our go-to on third and four. That is the staple of the passing.
Obviously, they use it, and of course, you have to use it because AJ Brown is exceptional at it. I'm telling you, I think with Jalen's height and reluctance to throw it at times, I think he's not great at that.
Well, Joe, I got a comment. A game against the Saints where they hit Goddard for the long pass to get them in field goal range.
I remember.
Plays like that were exactly. So he does hit those plays. You don't see plays like that.
Joe, you don't see him hold the ball sometimes when he was supposed to get it out? You think he wasn't supposed to get it out and when he held the ball in the end zone?
I see lots of, yeah.
Joe, you don't know where the first progression is.
Joe, here's what I do know. He's not supposed to eat the ball in the end zone. I know that.
That's one play, Joe.
No, I agree, but it was also seven sacks.
So I am telling Kellen Moore right now to call plays where your first and second progressions are not 20 and 30 yards downfield.
Okay.
No, that's what it has to be. Your go-to, I want to see Kenny Gainwell get three or four catches out of the backfield because he
I want to see Saquon get them. Here's the part I will agree with you on. I do think sometimes the routes are too long developing. And I will agree with you. There is something there that I think is a negative. I'm with you on that.
A game against Pittsburgh was his best game of getting rid of the ball quickly on a consistent basis because the routes were run that way.
Okay. All right, Joe, give me an answer. What transcended entertainment?
Well, I don't think sports talk would be on radio still, podcasts, XM radio. Howard Stern started it all, and he transcended entertainment in so many ways on radio and on television. His show was broadcast, and now everyone's shows are broadcast. Going to XM radio.
All right, interesting answer. I got you, Stern. Interesting. Ben, where are you on Jalen? Obviously, it's been a big topic this week and every week. Where do you stand right now on the Jalen thing?
Well, I think he's just doing what he's told. And I think he's... Obviously, I don't want to see the sacks. You can't take the sacks.
Yep.
It's like a double play in baseball. It's a rally killer. It's a flat-out rally killer. You just throw the damn ball away.
Right.
That's my concern.
The numbers prove it out. Like, when you get sacked, your drive stops.
They do.
And we were taught that way. Like, you do everything you can to prevent sacks. Remember, our offensive line, way back with our offensive line coach.
The Runyon Trey Juan Castillo group?
Oh, man. Juan was so dead set that we were never going to allow Don to get sacked. Donovan.
Sure.
He would never be sacked. Like, if we had our druthers, we would have every possible contingency plan in advance. We would know exactly what they were going to try to do because Don on the ground was not acceptable. It thwarts your chances offensively.
No, second and two, hurt. then your third and ten.
Oh.
It takes you
out of schedule.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right. We also got our Josh Harris guy here, Leighton in studio. So Josh, the arena. This is our first time talking to you since the arena deal got landed in the spot we want it, but not the way we wanted it to land there. Can you tell us what the hell happened?
Well, I know how to work a deal. Brian Roberts wanted one thing. I wanted another. It's just a couple billionaires feuding. David Silver stepped in. He told us one plus one equals three.
from 90210, David Silver?
Exactly.
I mean, how did Roger Goodell get involved in this? I mean, I got freaking Goodell weighing in on where our Sixers arena should be. What is that nonsense?
I told you I'm playing three-dimensional chess.
Yeah, you did. So,
and unfortunately, to be frank, Market East was a pawn in my game to get the best deal.
Isn't chess always three-dimensional?
In my mind, it is, yes.
All right, let's do as we do every Thursday at this time. We have some fun with some life advice with the Hammer.
My life's a waste of time.
It's time.
I'm a tool.
For life advice with the Hammer.
You know how rock bottom your life got to be to get life advice from Joe the Camera?
The Hammer.
I'm an idiot.
And yet they keep asking, which is why I'm here. I like the giving tree. I give. All right, life advice brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, get yourself to MHSLift.com. They can really help you out. I want to help you out. James, what does someone need help with today?
All right, well, we said yesterday, happy birthday to Ava Graham. Today, yes, we're going to help out her husband. Her husband has asked for your life advice. Okay. Shout out to Bill.
Okay.
Bill has
asked. First piece of advice, do not divorce Ava Grant.
Big time. Well, yes. That's an obvious piece. Yeah. Yes. Yep. Treat her like she deserves to be treated.
Imagine if I said, divorce her!
No, I can't.
All right. Go ahead.
So here's what Bill said. He said, I want to get a dog and name him Bill after me.
My
wife says, absolutely not. How do I convince her?
You don't. What you're asking is how do you try to convince her? You will, Bill, I love you, man. You will fail because it is a dumb idea.
Amen.
So I don't.
Well, you don't want it to be confusing in that. Bill, you don't think that'd be fun?
Bill, you're a fun guy. You're a funny guy. In this case, I mean.
So you're not going to help him? Tell him how to go about it. He's asking for your advice.
Change your idea.
He's never had a pet.
Change your idea. That is my advice.
I think you can name it Bill. Just give it a nickname. Like, you can name it Bill. You can both win.
William. You can call it William.
Call it William.
Call him Willie.
Willie.
Yeah. Little Will. Dude, you'll confuse the dog.
No, you won't.
Yeah, you will.
If you give the dog... the nickname.
Ava, always what is wrong with your husband?
Here she is.
What is wrong with your husband?
So many things. But he I will say... Thank you for saying, please don't divorce me.
Of course.
Love Bill. He's a wonderful human.
Yep.
So that was great first advice.
Thank you.
I am not calling the dog, come here, little Willie. It's just not something I want to do. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be, the dog would be new, right? We have one dog right now.
Little Willie. I didn't think about that.
I don't want to ever refer, I don't like when people refer to my husband as little Willie or big Bill or any of the names.
Wait a minute. What are we getting at here?
Hey, now.
Is he a little Willie or a big Bill?
His mother's
clean it up down there.
His mother's listening. But I don't want Big Bill to be confused with Little Bill, which would be the dog.
All right, stop it.
So, anyway.
I think it's self-evident, though. Like, it's self-explanatory.
Say, come here, Bill. Mm-hmm. Come, Bill. Come here. Bill?
Oh, good. Ava, you're digging a bigger hole.
I know.
You
I
gotta
can't
stop.
Believe this is happening.
You gotta really stop.
I just think it would be very confusing for the dog. I think it would be. I'm so red right now. It would be very confusing for the dog, and especially with the new dog. I don't need to be yelling for Bill, and then the dog comes.
You don't need the dog to be coming.
He says, "Don't no."
Whoa.
I just don't think
when
it would
you
be
call
nice.
For Bill.
When I call for Bill, I just don't want there to be
Ava,
any confusion.
Put the headphones down
I'm
and
leaving.
Leave now.
I'm leaving.
Yes.
All right,
I'm
Ava. So here's the last thing I'll say to you.
I don't know what to say right now.
I believe you just said something that will be at least a drop of the year finalist.
I don't want it. I don't want it. I really just didn't want to confuse
okay.
the animal with my husband.
Well, you did that. Do you know? Then some.
Torturing this poor
right,
woman
Ava.
Who's so happy, nice.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ava. There
happy
it is.
Happy birthday,
the
yes,
great, the great Ava Grant. And her husband, Bill. Bill, we hope
Whoa,
we cleared up.
Sorry, Bill.
Hope we cleared up the situation for you. And with
hope
that,
we helped.
And that is life advice
cleared
with
right
that.
My face hurts right now.
Holy mackerel.
Man.
All right, there it is. Josh Harris, what the hell was that, Ooh. Man?
Well, I tell you, I love playoff football. I love a little pigskin on a cold day.
All right, 215-592-9494. Josh, your thoughts on this game? Your Washington, as John likes to call them, the commodes. Some say the commanders. Some say the communists. So your Washington commies are going to be in Philadelphia against the Eagles. Your thoughts?
My heart is with Philadelphia. My wallet is with Washington. It's a win-win for me. I call it Washingdelphia.
No.
Where are you? Where are you watching the game on Sunday?
I'll be with my boys on the sideline, like I always am, in my long johns and hot cocoa.
Oh God!
Good God, man!
Are you serious?
This guy, man,
you're not going to be on the sideline.
You're going to be in a suite.
You're going to be in some warm like bag in a suite. Right?
My God! Could you imagine if they put you, Josh? Up on the Jumbotron during the game.
Because
it's bad
I think
enough.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, it's bad enough for us watching TV, but we can't boo in a way that he hears
well,
it.
Well, they put up the Jared Verse comments on the screen last week. So
they put it up on the
you
Jumbotron.
You know, they're not immune to, right. to take a little shot
I'm gonna
here.
Say this. I'm gonna say this, and I love the Eagles. I don't think the Eagles have the guts to
Ooh.
Do it to another owner in town.
I like this.
Do you think they like it?
I'm trying to
show up, Eagles.
I'm trying to egg them into doing it,
Defend
Rhea.
Defend our
I
honor.
I don't think the Eagles have the guts to show
no
Josh
chance.
Harris on that board.
They won't do it. No chance.
Because it would be very, Ben, that's provocative.
It'd be very provocative.
It would be epic.
Very provocative.
Epic.
And
matter of fact, that's Twitter poll question tomorrow. Will the Eagles,
them.
Not
yes.
should they, will they?
I don't put it past them.
Well.
Listen, I am here for that level of pettiness.
Okay? Right? We like this.
Yes.
That's going to be a Twitter poll question tomorrow. Will the Eagles show? I'm writing this down. Harris on the board. All right, we'll see. 215. By the way, we'll get to today's Twitter poll question coming up in just a moment. Let's talk to Joe in Northeast Philadelphia right now. Good morning, Joe.
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing great, Joe.
Good. Yeah, I actually, what Jason was saying earlier was one of my points I was going to make about how if you line up these two rosters, man, there's not a single spot that they're stronger than the Eagles.
Well, there are, but there's not many. I do think quarterback's one, and I think kicker right now is one.
I mean, it's debatable. You can't base it off of one season.
Well, this is the season they're playing in. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
matters.
It's you know, I mean, it is what it is, man. Like Joe, let me give you an example. Let me give you an example that worries me, Jake Elliott wise, past years, this year, 2009. I wanted a Game 7 in the World Series, obviously. Okay, because Game 6, the Phillies faced elimination. I was scared to death if there was a Game 7 that Cole Hamels would pitch it. And you guys know I love Cole Hamels. He was not good that year. He just wasn't. I don't quite know why. We've talked to him. There's different theories. But, like, the reality is sometimes great players struggle and you just don't want the ball in their hands or on the kick the ball with their foot in a certain moment. I don't want Jake Elliott to kick on Sunday. He's going to kick. I think it's a mistake.
I agree, but look at Justin Tucker this year, best kicker of all time. He's struggling this
year.
Well,
I would be worried to have him.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Yeah. By the way, Joe, I didn't see every Ravens game, but I saw certainly a handful this year.
Wow.
He cost them games.
Yeah,
you can make a case, and I'd have to figure it all out. He might have cost them home field advantage. Like, that game that they had to play on the road, maybe their home, if he had made some more of those
kicks. The game
against
the Eagles, how many did he miss? Didn't he miss, like, two or extra points?
I don't remember, but he missed something.
He was bad.
I know he was. Yeah.
Well, I'm with you there. I don't want him kicking either. It's a liability.
Yeah.
I do want to mention that I think Josh Harris looks like Vladimir Putin if you put him in the microwave. And I hope they put him on the screen, and I hope they bill him.
Huh.
I do.
That's an interesting concept.
Vladimir Putin, if you put him in the... Is it wrinkly? I'm trying to figure it out here.
No.
You kind of melt Putin a little bit.
I guess. Then, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Sort of.
Joe, the Russians could be listening to you right now. They might come to your
home.
You're
on a list now, Joe.
That, but I went with it. Yeah.
All right, Joe, give me an answer, bud, for what transcended entertainment?
I'm going to say, I don't know if anybody said it, MTV TRL.
No, that had not been said. John referenced something earlier about a specific music video, but TRL was really good. All right, let's listen to Hurts. He's going to play. Quinyon's going to play. Let's play back-to-back audio of those guys. We'll start with Jalen Hurts, what he said yesterday about his status.
Yeah, I've just been progressing, taking it a day at a time. Was able to participate today and be involved and stuff, so just taking it a day at a time.
You feel like you're still on track to play Sunday?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you'd be able to play like you usually do, like be able to run and do
Every game is different, so just want to take it a day at a time and continue to progress.
All right, he's going to play. How effective, obviously, we'll see on Sunday, but it certainly could have been worse. I mean, I think we clearly know that. Let's listen to Quinyon. His could have been worse as well, and he feels, you know, it sounds, you know, I feel very optimistic based on the way he's talking. Here's what Quinyon said yesterday.
How are you feeling?
Feeling good. Ready to go this Sunday.
Any limitations or anything?
No, I'm good to go.
What happened on the injury?
Just tried to make a tackle. Kind of like felt something in my like shoulder neck area, and then just couldn't come back in.
How confident are you in making a tackle this upcoming game and not getting injured again?
I'm very comfortable. Yeah, no limitations.
That's great. That's really, really good stuff. All right, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. We'll round it out here. It's brought to us by Armand Chevrolet. Check out Armand's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at armandchevy.com. That's armandchevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, do you think the Sixers will tank in the second half of the season? Remember, as we defined this earlier today, it doesn't mean tank for the whole second half. It means at some point in the second half, do you think the Sixers will tank for a portion of what's up ahead for the remainder of the season? Yes or no? John, I have the poll results in front of me. And I don't think they want to right now, but I think in about 2 or 3 weeks they might change to a full tank. John,
jeez.
So I would say I think they will, but I don't think they want to yet, if you understand the distinction I'm making. John, poll question, how do you think people voted?
How's it worded exactly? Do you think they'll tank?
Do you think the Sixers will tank in the second half of the season?
Okay.
Yes or no?
I'm going to say 70% say yes.
76% say yes. That's well done by you, John. Because we didn't field phone calls on this topic today. We do have Josh Harris here, though, with us. Josh?
That's blasphemy. Blasphemy.
Are you tanking?
Once we finish this NFL season, I'm getting in that locker room. Uh-huh. I'm getting those guys to run through a wall. We've barely had all of our players on the court.
Why have we had to wait until the NFL season ends to actually have good basketball?
Just get me to the plate, baby, as Ryan Howard says. Just get me to the playoffs.
It shouldn't work like that.
And we'll be okay.
Oh, my God. Well, good morning to you. Eagles in Washington Sunday. Obviously, Merrill and Michael on the call. It's going to be monumental. And one I think the Eagles will win. John, are they going to win handily? Or are we going to be sweating bullets again like we do almost every Eagles game? But that last game was epically sweating bullets.
Well, the last game our quarterback was... you're talking about the last game we played?
Yeah, 4 days ago.
Where we won by six?
Where it hung...
And it felt like...
Using the Hooters term, hanging by a heartbeat at the end. That was brutal.
I don't think it will be as close as it was in the inclemency where everything was just a little bit off and wonky.
Yeah.
I think that we can execute at a higher level than we did the last time out, and I think that this team is sort of at the end of the road.
Washington.
I think the commodes, they've done a lot. They've achieved way beyond what anyone expected. And just like last week, I thought that the Rams had reached the end of the road, so to speak. They played a lot better than I expected.
Especially in the fourth quarter. I mean,
yes,
when
they
cranked it up late.
They did. But I don't think the Commanders have that in them.
Yeah, good. All right, I'd like to hear it. All right, so we got Leighton in here, who's Mr. Josh Harris, and he's getting ready for his commodes, commanders, whatever you call them. Ben Davis with us, Rhea Seltzer. And me as we rock toward 10, Joe and Hugh at that time. Time's yours. Hopefully it'll be fun coming up in a few minutes. Seltzer, do you know if we have the calls that go after Josh Harris? I mean...
Hold on. Yes.
Okay, good.
We do.
Josh, you're gonna field phone calls of people that don't like you.
Happy to talk with my fans.
Let's go to Steve in Landenburg. Steve, good morning.
Hey, morning team. Love you guys.
Thank you, man. That's very kind of you.
Well, for long-time listener, first-time caller, I just wanted to share why I'm so confident and why I'm working on tickets for the Super Bowl.
Good for you.
And for me, it started in March when I sent a letter to Nick Sirianni with a leadership book. I know there's been a lot of discussions, and I'm sure many people sent him a leadership book. But what impressed me the most is within 5 days, and I have it right here, within 5 days, he sent me a letter saying, Steve, thanks for thinking of me and sending me this leadership book. I appreciate it. Go Birds.
That's very nice.
That's awesome.
Especially because he could have been annoyed with you sending it to him. And I know you meant it in a nice way, but some people might have been like, screw you.
I got this, man.
Right? Yeah. I don't need a leadership book. You know what I mean? That's nice.
I didn't think. I sent it to one NovaCare way. I had no thought that he was actually going to answer me. So not only did he answer me, and that's the same book that Jordan Mailata had in the locker room this week, the same book that I sent,
is
leadership is really about taking the risk and building this winning culture, which he has done.
Yes, he has.
And I tell you, when I sent him that book, I was not confident that I wanted him back. But what I've seen him take risks, be humble, learn from his mistakes, that's why I'm confident. But, Joe, the other reason that I am confident is Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts and Saquon. You talk about a leadership mentality. They have a warrior mentality.
Yeah, they got that, no question.
And I know you've said... You know, in spite of Jalen, but just think about where we've been in Philadelphia with athletes. We talk about Embiid.
Yeah.
Josh Harris, I know, is there. Come on, and Ben Simmons. You've got athletes on this team that are so connected, and accountable.
Yeah.
And the culture that he has built is just outstanding, and it reminds me of 17.
Yeah, no, Steve, listen, I those aspects of Jalen, I admire to the hilt. I mean, if you notice, I don't know if you heard earlier in the program, I referenced how they the team has a unique ability to fight through adversity and win. And I think the major credit of that goes to Sirianni and Jalen as the leader. So believe me, I love that aspect of Jalen. I wish he was, you know, better at delivering the ball on time and that whole thing. But he brings a lot of good to the table. And I hope that people that hear me frequently critical of Jalen don't misconstrue that it's all critical, because it's not. There are elements of Jalen Hurts that are incredibly admirable.
No, and I understand that. I agree with that. I just had to say that we are so lucky and fortunate to be where we are. I think we've got to appreciate what we have, because if you're a Giants fan or a Cowboys fan, look at what we've gone through, and we are blessed. So I'm excited. I'm working on tickets for New Orleans. And,
good for you. All right, so Steve, I need two things. One, what transcended entertainment? But even more importantly, I need you to call the show again, man. You're an outstanding first-time caller, so please call when you can. What?
Well, unfortunately, Ken sold mine. I was in 1980. It was in the Olympics.
Yeah.
I was there. I will just say, how about when Buster Douglas beat Tyson?
Okay. And quick question. You said in the Olympics. Did you mean at or in?
I was at.
Okay, gotcha. All right, buddy. Stay well, Steve, and enjoy the game.
And Steve, could you send me that book, please?
I will do that. In fact, if you just, I'll hold on. And
Josh Harris at Josh Harris One Way.
There you go.
You know,
at billionaireway.com.
Yeah, Steve, he's just joking, but we appreciate it, man.
No, I know he is, but it's just fantastic. I thank you guys.
Thank you, buddy.
You just helped my workouts, and Joe, I do ask you to work out. I think John's right.
He is right.
Take care.
I appreciate it.
Just to piggyback on what Steve said, we talked about it during the break. The thing that I've gotten to see about Sirianni is he just doesn't – he's only focused on his team and football, and I admire the hell out of that. He doesn't give a rat's ass about what you think, Joe.
I know.
What you think, John. Leighton, what you think, what I think. He just goes about his freaking business with his blinders on, and he just cares about the 53 guys on his football team and winning a championship.
And his family.
And his family.
Yeah.
And he's I admire that.
And I do too, Ben.
I admire that.
And he's not rude about the way he... Like, there are some people that can be dismissive of the public or the media. He's not dismissive, but he's tunnel-focused in a way that I think increases his chances to win, because he just stays very focused on what he believes matters the most to help his team win.
Yeah.
Are other coaches unfocused?
So some are.
I think some are.
I mean, Buddy Ryan was going in 37. Rex Ryan was going in a million directions.
I think a lot of coaches honestly care about what the media thinks of them, what the city thinks about them in particular places. 100%, I think they get caught up in that.
No, I mean, when you say Rex Ryan is an all-time example in recent years.
The guy is publicly campaigning for the job again.
Yeah.
He's always been that.
Yeah, I think they definitely get caught up in that. But Nick just doesn't. He just doesn't care about what you think.
Yeah.
Some coaches, cares about his football team.
Some coaches, I think, are also sensitive in a way that it impacts their ability to stay focused. Even if they want to be focused, the criticisms get to them. Who would be an example, Ray? I'm struggling off the top of my head. James, who would be an example? I mean, we've had so many
Philly
sports.
Remember that Adam Gase in with the Jets?
I do.
Well, they weren't able to turn it around last year, and he didn't know how to fix it.
Yeah,
but I think that
maybe
was more than him. I mean, Matt Patricia, they had new coordinators. It was coming off the Super Bowl. Like, there's a lot of
good
explanations.
It's been bad.
You never got caught up in
it. It's been a lot more good than bad.
I'll give you one who was really sensitive. And God, I think he's maybe the best coach I've ever seen in Philly sports. I mean that. But I think his sensitivity hurt him was Larry Brown. He was sensitive. And so I think criticism sometimes, I didn't know. I want to
be
clear.
He could be very strange.
Right, Ray? Would you agree with that? Maybe he was just strange, but just.
He was more
like, he got in his own way, though, is part of what I'm trying to say.
Oh, 100%.
That's kind of what I'm.
Yeah.
Things would trip
him
up.
But you know what? They worked. I mean, that
was
the best team.
Until he would leave all the time. He would always leave.
Yeah.
Things would always, he'd leave. He'd leave here. He'd leave Indiana. He'd leave.
Then he'd try to come back.
Yeah, that whole thing. By the way, after the Eagles season's over, we got to get Larry Brown on the show because we need him to weigh in. Josh, on your 76ers. I'm just saying. I got that written down, actually, in my calendar.
Do you really? Because the best thing he ever said
February.
During the beginning of the Trust the Process, we had him on, and he said, once you train guys that it's okay to lose, I don't think they'll ever be winners. And that I have believed that since the moment he said it.
A lot of people do. And he was really strong about it.
Oh, yeah.
He and the organization would battle. And I do think they should honor him. Look, he's getting older. And I think Larry Brown gave enough to the Sixers that I don't know if it's like, you know, his non-jersey in the rafters, but the Sixers and Larry Brown got to break bread at some point. He was too big a figure here to just be cast aside because Josh Harris, you and your group weren't happy with comments he made. That's my opinion. Josh, do you have a comment on that?
Well, you know, it's a whole nother topic, but I could get into David Silver forcing us to fire Sam Hinkie. That's a bunch of baloney.
Now, you're using the wrong name on purpose.
Of course he is. Yes, obviously.
I'm just making sure. I like, what'd you call the Jaden McDaniels?
Jaden McDaniels.
By the way, inappropriate or appropriate, when I go to like a Burger King or something like that, I'll ask for McNugs. Like, if I'm getting nugs.
Well, you think you're cool and hip by asking just, for McNugs?
But to me, it's like the Zamboni. Well, maybe that's not a great example. It's like the Kleenex. Like, it has become the product. Like, if I have a tissue that's a non-Kleenex, I call it a Kleenex. If I'm having...
Well, McNugget, not McNug. McNugget.
Well, either one. Like,
yeah, McNugget has you could say McNuggets.
Like,
that's fine.
I think a Burger King nugget... They're all McNuggets.
No, so that, yeah, you can't do that.
I mean, you're being a jerk, but yeah, like, that's the way.
That. Yeah, that's rude.
Yeah, don't ask for a Happy Meal there either.
No, I don't ask for a Happy Meal. All right, well, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
With Josh Harris there, I was not excited that our team lost by 35 points to Denver and can be heard shouting and screaming. Even the Nuggets could hear the displeasure that the team is going through. So... what do you have to say about that, Josh?
Oh, good question. Josh, you guys got smoked 2 days ago. Comments?
I told you, once I'm done with this NFL thing, I'm going full four Sixers. I'm getting in that locker room. I'm getting them. I know every word of the movie Rudy.
And you think they'll respond to that?
100%.
Okay. Has that worked before, maybe?
It's working right now.
Let's go, baby! NFC Championship! Here we come, baby! Washington, you better look out! You better look out! You ain't winning this game, baby! The Eagles are taking it to New Orleans, baby! We're taking it to New Orleans! Let's go! E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Well done, sir. Very well done.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. Let me tell you something, Josh Harris. What's it gonna do when the Eagles fans, brother, and Jeffrey Lurie runs wild on you? E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
I think that was like a Hulk Macho Man mashup or something.
I don't know what that was. Yeah. That was not the Macho Man that I know.
No, it wasn't.
Beyond.
Well, he was doing the brother with the Hulk Hogan, like, brother, hello, brother.
Yeah, he was mixing it weird.
He did cross it weird.
He did cross it weird.
It was Macho Man and Hulk and then something else.
James, do you think we can get that Macho Man listener to do the real Macho Man impersonation, because that guy was incredible.
He's amazing.
Well, that was the Macho Man from the Beyond, I thought.
You know, that the one we just heard isn't.
No, but there
no, is our Macho Man.
Oh, our guy
Macho
is
Man from the Beyond.
Correct.
Oh, and it's Macho Man.
It's actually
it
him.
It is Randy Savage.
Correct.
From the afterlife.
That's right.
Yeah. It may not happen, but if they get a chance, show on the Jumbotron the Philadelphia 76ers standings. Great.
Wait, so the standings?
He said show the standings for the Sixers on the Jumbotron. Wow.
That is awesome.
Could you imagine that?
Yes.
All that matters is we got their backs, just like they're out on that field right now, for us and their brothers on that team. We got to be louder than ever. I don't want the commies to be able to hear themselves on the sidelines or in the huddle. Knock these guys out of the playoffs onto the Super Bowl. Let's go, boys. Go, Birds. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles fly, Eagles fly.
Love it. Love it. And with that, for tomorrow, bring us more Eagles hype calls. Love it on Time's Yours.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's get back to the calls. Get a couple more phone calls in here before the end of the show. Doug in Ottsville. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, guys. I just want to
I just want to bring up one point. Last time, what we can't have is CJ DJ being an idiot again.
I mean, that's not likely to happen.
I think we're safe. I think he's learned from that last time.
And, I think that was as big of a deal as Hurts going down.
Oh, it was. But the officials are also, those guys are sensitive. That same official last week to work the Eagles-Rams game told Saquon Barkley to stop trash talking.
Well, no, but he may have been pushing it in a way that they had to rein it in. That's
not inconceivable. I'm saying is these guys clearly have a reputation as being a little sensitive. That reffing crew. Reffing crew.
Okay.
He warned Saquon.
Yeah, there's a difference. But Doug, to be fair, we don't know that they didn't warn CJ GJ before they tossed him.
Well,
I mean,
if you let me talk, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The warning is the first penalty. He did it again. You know, he was warned he'd be tossed if he did it again.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't call a penalty a warning. I mean, it's just a penalty. It's the first of the two.
No, what Doug is saying, he's speculating that he was warned before he was tossed, right?
Well, the first penalty is a form of... Listen, we're getting all crossed up here. He had two different penalties. So if you want to call a penalty a warning, you can. Obviously, he may have been warned prior to the first penalty. I don't know, but he had at least two infractions, clearly.
It was a terrible loss. We all agree.
It was brutal. All right, Doug, we got to turn too quickly. Give me what transcended sports?
You mean entertainment?
Excuse me, entertainment. My fault. I'm sorry.
I would say it was a young DJ from Davenport, Iowa, who then went on to change the world's map, become the best president we've ever had. Ronald Reagan,
transcending entertainment. Well, he was in entertainment prior to. Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting answer right there. All right, let's get to, he started out, first job out of college as a baseball, well, some baseball announcing and also some, I don't know if you call it studio work.
He used to fake it.
He did used to fake it. Yeah, you know that, Ben?
I do not.
So Reagan would have in front of him, I don't know what you'd call it. The
AP news feed?
The ticker or whatever.
Yeah, the ticker, yeah.
It would be like ground out to second base.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't know what it looked like. He didn't know if it was in the hole first to second, you know, straight at the second thing. All he knew is he had to convey to the, this is how baseball games used to be announced. He would, if you didn't see it, which a lot of announcers didn't, he would fake to the audience a ground ball to the second baseman, and he would, you know, over to the first baseman, out, one out, get to the next batter. Like, you just make up.
You can make up if he dove or not to catch the ball or raise you to his left.
It used
what a play. You wouldn't believe it if you saw it.
Yeah, no, that was common back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something.
Because a lot of announcers wouldn't travel, and that's what it was. Yeah. All right, we got to quickly come up with a winning answer for what transcended entertainment. I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, it's either Jackie or Jesse.
Yeah, one of two is going to win. Jackie Robinson, 1947, breaking the color barrier, or Jesse Owens, 1936, Munich Olympics. I lean Jackie Robinson. Where are you guys
at? I lean Jesse Owens, 1936, because of the, the worldwide audience and the people in the crowd.
Good arguments for both. 1-1. Ben, what do you got here?
You know I got to stick with baseball and Jackie.
Okay, 2-1. Leighton, who do you got here? Josh Harris guy, who do you got?
I'll go Jesse Owens.
Okay, 2-2. Seltzer?
I would go Jesse Owens.
3-2 Jesse Owens. Rhea.
Jesse Owens. I run track.
So there it is. There Jesse Owens over Jackie Robinson. Congratulations to our caller, Carlos. Both answers obviously spectacular. Many other answers really good as well, including, you know, God Bless America, We Are the World, and more. All right, everyone, have a wonderful rest of the day. Josh Harris, get your order in business, man. Get your team in business, and I'm talking about the Sixers. Okay.
That's on our list. Our goal is to just make a transformative experience to our fans, Joe.
Hey, thanks for being in here, man. You're very good at what
Great
you do.
Great job, man.
This is our Thank caller, you, Leighton. This is Leighton, very who's good. Really good as a Josh Harris impersonator. Ben, we'll talk to you soon, man. Enjoy
Absolutely.
The game on Sunday.
We'll do.